This program contains discussions of an adult nature, including sexual content. If you're easily offended, please switch off your radio now.
This is Battle of the Gods on City Talk 105.9.
City Talk 105.9, this is the voice of Liverpool. The wine is flowing, the port and cheese are being munched steadily, and we have had four titans of City Talk 105.9 discussing every topic you can think of over the last 2 hours. We're on the home straight, so hopefully we'll get through two more topics as long as I stop gassing and let the talent get on with it. Dean Sullivan is picking a topic out of the hat.
Come on, Dean.
I am indeed.
Not many left in here, you know.
No, okay, well, there we go. The end.
Carefully, don't knock your glass over.
Quick pause.
I would never do that.
Do a pause, go on.
Knock my glass over. Okay, a bit of a pause. Right, if you want to know what I think...
Well, I'll tell you.
I'm going to tell you. There you go. Ah, that's a good one. Interesting.
I hope so.
We'll get it out.
Come on. Is Liverpool racist?
Oh.
Well, who's starting?
Me, straight away. Absolutely. 100%. Dreadful. A dreadful city for racism, and it's getting worse.
Why? Based on what, Peter?
Hang on a second. Hang on. What's your definition of racism?
Yeah.
Having a go at somebody for the colour of their skin, okay, because of the way they dress. Remember the young lady that was killed, beaten to death because she was a goth? People who just don't understand somebody
else.
Talking
about Liverpool. Liverpool. Is Liverpool racist?
Right. Yes, Liverpool's racist. There is a no-go area. It's called St John's Gardens behind St George's Hall late at night. There are a group of people there that control that park.
What do you
believe
mean?
It or not.
Well, just over the road from Dr.
What do you mean
Duncan?
By that? I don't know about that.
No, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
And they control also the bus.
It's well known.
It's well known. Outside. This group of about 30 youngsters who used to be outside a certain well-known food department store outside. Then they moved over there. It is a no-go area. And
no-go for who?
For everybody, for the general public. I don't want to say what colour, but I can say what colour, and then I'll be called a racist.
Why?
No, you won't be called a racist.
You're actually stating the facts. That's why I asked you the question.
It's more than just race of one colour. It's wider than that, actually, because it's their ground, it's their territory.
It's what I see now in Liverpool is that the society we're living in, where we'll have a go at poll, we'll have a go at the Kosovans, as they used to call them on my show. They will have a go at anybody. You don't see many black people in town on a Saturday and a Friday night because they know their place. Isn't that a dreadful thing to say?
What does that mean, they know their place?
Because they won't come into town.
Because they know what they're going to
get. Well, they're frightened.
Yes, absolutely. They have their areas that they go to, or the bars where they know they feel a comfort zone. You see, in the theatre... And in show business, there isn't racism. It doesn't happen.
No, there isn't. There isn't homophobia either.
There's no homophobia.
Either.
There's nothing.
No. Yeah.
You know, and it's dreadful. I get so angry at somebody because of the colour of their skin are different. Mm. They're not different. Take everyone out of the NHS that has a different colour skin. Yeah. There's nothing left.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Well, I'm intrigued by this St George's thing. So just to nail it down so I know, because I wasn't aware of this and... Paul and you both seem to be informed. I think Dino and I are
a little
bit
knacking. I'm totally ignorant on this, and I'm really surprised I didn't know.
Is it, would you say then, it's controlled by a gang who are openly racist, and if your skin colour is non-white, then therefore they attack you for being there? Or actually, is it as simple as it's their territory?
It's the other way around.
No,
it's the other way around.
Right, okay. So, all right, well, let's be honest about this. It's a group of black people, and if you're white and you stray into that area, you might get some trouble.
There's a group of black guys, young black guys, and white girls and black girls.
You see, and I wanted to explore that, and you said, I don't want to say it because I might be branded as being racist. That's why I asked you to define what your definition of racism is. Because I think, and it comes back to the point I made earlier, if it wasn't edited out, about Peter Tatchell and homophobia. You see, I think if you say to someone, do you know what, you're not coming in my shop because of the colour of your skin, or you're not staying in this B&B because of the country you come from, it's blatant racism. Okay, but if you want to raise awareness of an issue that's happening, you should be able to do that without being in fear of being branded as a racist because, I can't say that because they come from a different country or because their skin colour is black. yellow, whatever. And that's the problem we have, because we now operate in a climate, and we've just seen it yourself, and I understand so, because as broadcasters, we pussyfoot around it, because we're thinking, my God, what can I say, what can't I say? Someone might say, oh, you have that view, you have concerns about immigration, therefore that makes you racist. Well, I've got concerns about immigration. It doesn't make me racist, but I still have the right to raise those concerns.
Duncan, where does this statement fit into your definition of racism? I get this all the time on air. They come over here opening their late night shops.
Yeah.
What the hell is that all about?
That's ignorance. And, you know, I can wax lyrical about this for a long, long time because I studied it in a different area of my life. You know, we had a massive wave of immigration in this country, late 40s, but predominantly throughout the whole of the 1950s, driven by people like London Transport and London Underground, who, because there are people in this country, didn't want to drive buses, didn't want to work on the tubes because they couldn't be asked. Yep. I don't get enough money for that. So they didn't do it. So people like London Transport had to go to places like India and recruit people. That was the first major wave massive wave of immigration we saw in the 50s. That gave birth to Enoch Powell and his Rivers of Blood speech. You know, again, Rivers of Blood speech, you know, as a politician, Enoch Powell, I believe, has a right to raise his concerns about immigration.
Do you think that what he said at that time, because he said then at that point, in 20 to 30 years, you know, the streets will be running with...
Rivers of blood. Yeah. You see, I thought what he said was irresponsible, and I thought his language was inappropriate, given where the country was at that time and its concerns towards race.
Where do you think he was coming from with that?
I think
there are elements of truth in what he said?
Absolutely.
I think he was concerned, and I think he had a right to be
concerned. Because here we are now,
20-odd
years later, where we're all going, we've got to do something about immigration.
But you know, my personal philosophy is I have no issue with anyone from any country coming to live in this country. I don't care where they come from. I don't care what their skin colour is. But I have two caveats with that statement. One, they must be of benefit to this country. And that means they must contribute to our society by doing a job. People shouldn't come here and live off our benefit system. Mm-hmm. And I believe that. They should contribute to our society. And secondly, they should live by the rules and regulations
of this land. But
people
are allowed to live off our system because that's the law of the land.
I accept that. But
this is my personal philosophy.
Oh,
no,
that's
really,
why I have an issue.
You're absolutely right on that.
When you come live in this country, you also adhere to the laws of this land.
And
you know, if you worship a different religion and you want 7 prayer breaks and a 10-hour shift,
But the laws of this land encourage that kind of behaviour.
In what way?
Totally.
People don't adhere to the rules of our society.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's my personal philosophy.
Well, your philosophy is spot on.
I absolutely understand why people get frustrated by it. But they end up phoning up Pete Cho and say they come over here and open their late night shops because they're the only people prepared to do it. They're the only people who are prepared to do it, and that's fine. But it is the attitude and the mentality of the ignorant who come out with lines like that. You know, it's like they come over here and take all our jobs. Well, I think you're fine. London Transport tried to recruit incredibly hard in the 1950s. And I keep going back to that.
And they wouldn't take it as a baton.
People came from India and Jamaica to come here.
Well, what jobs are we talking about? What jobs are they taking? It's usually the jobs that, you know...
We don't want to do it. Is Liverpool more racist than other big cities around it?
Which is strange, isn't it?
Is it?
If you consider this, how diverse this city is.
We were the welcoming city.
I'm not sure whether it is racist.
It was to the Irish, to the Chinese, to the Jews, to everybody. It was massive. It was titled the Open Arms City.
I think, I'll tell you why, Peter, because I think that we have such old established communities in the city. I'm thinking about the Chinese community, Afro-Caribbean and so on. Up until, I don't know, as I say to people from other cities...
Well, what was the Toxteth riots about? It was about racism. It was a thing that was exploding.
I think that was about being ghettoism. If you want to
Well, as I understood the Toxteth riots, because it was a community that reached a point where they felt they were being harassed by a predominantly white police force and kicked off about it.
Exactly. And that's changed now. That has changed.
Some of my listeners would not agree with you on that.
Okay, guys. Well, let's get a one-word answer from each of you before we move on from this one. Is Liverpool racist, or should we rephrase it like this? Is Liverpool more racist than any other cities of comparable size? Paul Jacobs.
It's more racist than it should be.
Pete Price?
I agree with Paul.
I think Liverpool is racist, and racism still very much exists in this country. It doesn't matter where you are in this country. We have a racism problem, and it's going to be a long time to get over it.
More than one word, but thanks, Duncan. And Dean?
Well, I wouldn't disagree, rather, with what Duncan just said there, but the utopia I want is to, like, think that we're not, really. You know, we can all...
That's more than 1 hour. Right, pass
get
the hat
on together.
And... Dean, pass the hat on and let's have one more topic.
Okay. Okay. Get... Oh,
gents, we'll have to rattle through this one because we've only got a couple of minutes before the end
of
the Battle
of the Gods. Okay, very quickly... Right then, reality TV, a bit of fun or a menace to society? Are we talking about Big Brother and I'm a Celebrity?
I think we're covering every single one of them, aren't we? And what they're doing is filling in television space with cheap television, which is an absolute disgrace. Yeah. And it's creating these people that want to be stars and have no talent in any shape or form. And it's time to shut them down completely and utterly.
Yeah, but Pete, you look at it from a financial point of view, from a commercial point of view, and it's the only programs that sell advertising.
People watch
them. It's pure and simply on commercial terms. And that's the reason why they survive. And indeed, not don't merely survive, they flourish.
The thing about my take on this is that, you know, I'm coming from an actor's point of view, and I've been in the business. Look at me, I sound like Danny LeBitt.
Dear boy, how long have you been in the business for?
25 years. I used to be a school teacher, then became an actor.
Really?
And yes, believe it or not. And it's completely killed. It's completely killed the business. Yep. It's completely killed.
It's killed television.
Reality TV has completely killed drama, the acting profession.
But isn't it amazing thing, though? A while ago, Peter Kay did a spoof on The X Factor, and his record got to number one. Which makes a complete nonsense of what The X Factor is about, because it actually beat last year's winner. Makes a nonsense of it.
Well,
before reality TV.
Precisely.
What was the last program to get 20 million plus viewers?
Coronation Street.
Regularly.
Yeah, Coronation Street.
Okay.
Phenomenal. But Paul, that doesn't work.
It's a fashion, but it's a fashion
thing. We're in a diverse society where we're taking our entertainment from different areas now.
But in your perfect world...
You'll never guess.
You want a nice drama on BBC One.
No, you'll never guess. You'll never get those viewing figures ever again.
I disagree with you. No, I disagree
with
you. No, you won't, because there's too many stations. You won't, because it's all watered down.
Yeah, that's why when people bang on about the golden age of TV and the audience figures of yesterday, wouldn't it be great to return to them? It's never going to happen.
The golden age of TV... If you don't mind me saying, Duncan, was, you know, I was part of it. I was in that sort of, you know, working in that industry. Well, whereby you had, I'm going back 20 years ago, well, 15 years ago, where you just had four TV stations.
That's exactly the point I was going to make.
That's the choice that people have.
Before you interrupt me.
Now they've got 404.
But what you've got to ask yourself is can 15 to 20 million people every Saturday night that watch X Factor be totally wrong?
The majority of this, of reality TV, is in the commercial sector.
It's all about money.
Yeah. Okay, who have, and we know, because we work on a commercial radio station, if you don't get the audience figures, you're out the door and someone else will come in. It's exactly the same with commercial TV channels, and that's why you'll find the X Factor, Big Brother,
Money.
You're right.
The BBC do it very cleverly. The BBC we'll do reality TV, but I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll give it some sort of skill element. So we'll call it The Apprentice, or Strictly Come Dancing.
Exactly.
All right? It's reality TV dressed up. But commercial TV lead the way of reality TV. But the point is, and I'll go back to the point that you made, Paul, is they will only do it if it gets the audience figures.
Exactly.
And people watch it.
Do you think Simon Cowell is proud of X Factor?
No, but people
He's just talking about Dosh.
I'm sorry, it's the same with the tabloid newspapers, like The Sun and all the rest of it. People watch it, people buy it, because that's all they're given. TV has destroyed the acting profession.
It may have destroyed the acting profession, but it's what the proletariat want to watch
and
see.
The proletariat?
Yes.
Let me remind you.
You just remind me, and you mentioned the BBC. Let's just mention one thing: how blatant the BBC now are using Andrew Lloyd Webber
to
fill his theatres at our licence, and we don't get any cheap tickets.
An
absolute scandal.
I want some of my money back.
I agree. And now, what's the latest thing that's been announced? You know. A few weeks ago, that he's going to be writing
Eurovision.
But the BBC
would be great if it failed.
I've been waiting all night to blow that horn.
Blow the horn, Will.
Which signifies the end of the Battle of the Gobs. And all I have time to do left now is thank the four gobs who were Dean Sullivan from the afternoon show on City Talk 105.9, Duncan Barks from the mid morning show, Paul Jacobs, Drive Time Terrier, and of course, late night legend. Pete Price, all of whom you can hear on City Talk 105.9 on a weekday. Thanks for listening to City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Four brains, four mouths, hundreds of opinions. Battle of the Gobs on City Talk 105.9.